Okay, so I'm just gonna get started. So I have no relationship to disclose. All right. So as we've heard throughout this session today, patient navigation is a model of care that is culturally tailored to target populations with known barriers to care. And so there is a body of literature that has demonstrated the potential benefit of patient and provider concordance on patient care. However, no data exists that examines the role of patient and navigator concordance on cancer care. So therefore, the aim of this study is to examine the association of patient and navigator racial and ethnic concordance and barrier identification. My hypothesis is that concordance between patient and navigator and their navigator will lead to an increase in the documentation of identified barriers to care. This hypothesis is based on the assumption that identifying barriers is the mechanism of improved care and thus represents an intermediate health outcome. So this research is a secondary analysis on Boston's patient navigation research program, and this is one of 9 NCI-funded sites. Boston's specific aim is to improve timely resolution for breast and or cervical cancer screening abnormalities, and we used a quasi-experimental design where among 6 community health centers where 3 sites received a breast navigator and 3 sites received a cervical navigator, and the non-navigated disease at each site was used as a continuous control throughout the study. So Boston's study intervention used lay patient navigators that were hired and clinically supervised at their community health center. They were locally and nationally trained, and they were expected to identify women with an abnormality, identify and document barriers to care, and develop an individual plan to address these barriers, and also follow women to diagnostic resolution or end of treatment. Eligibility for my secondary analysis included women in the navigated arm of the study that had an abnormal cancer screening, and most of our abnormalities came from a Pap or a mammogram test. Women that were enrolled between January of 07 and May of 08, and women 18 years old of age or older. Our data was collected from 3 primary sources. Administrative data was taken directly from the community health center's registration. We collected demographic information from here. We also did chart abstraction from electronic medical records, and we collected test dates. And we used the navigator tracking log where we collected the patient barriers. Oh, I keep on doing that. Forward, okay. As far as our measures, we used race and ethnicity was collected into 1 of 4 mutually exclusive categories. And race and ethnic concordance was a created dichotomous variable. Participants were concordant if they were of the same race as their navigator, otherwise they were discordant. And barriers identified was collected in the 19-item checklist. And for the purposes of this study, they were dichotomized as 0 or 1 or more barrier. So as far as data analysis, we looked at concordance by patient racial and ethnic group. We looked at the association between barrier identification and patient and racial and ethnic group. We looked at unadjusted, adjusted, and stratified associations between barrier identification and concordance. This first table, we look at the patient demographics. Our preliminary results are on 894 women, and you can see they are from a racially and ethnically diverse group, where a third of our women are white, almost a third black, and a third Latina. 60% of our women are English speaking. 60% of our women were enrolled because of a breast abnormality. 67% of our women were on public insurance, and about 65% of our women were 45 years of age or younger. And these are preliminary results. This is not the final data set. We also looked at some of the navigator demographics. We had 17 navigators during this period, 10 out of which 10 were white, 3 black, 3 Latina, and 1 was Asian. All of our navigators spoke English, out of which 3 also spoke Spanish, 1 Vietnamese, and 1 Albanian. And we had 11 breast navigators in our study and 6 cervical navigators. So this next table shows the distribution of concordance by patient race. Overall, 2/3 of the women were racially and ethnically concordant with their navigator. So you can see that 63% of the white patients were concordant with their navigator, 64% of the black women were concordant with their navigator, 60% of the Latina patients were concordant with their navigator. However, only 25% of the Asian women were concordant with their navigator. This next, when we looked at the percentage of women within each racial group that had more than one barrier identified, we found that women in every racial and ethnic category had more barriers compared to white women. So 55% of the white women had a barrier identified compared to 72% of the black women, 85% of the Latinas, and 77% of the Asians, and this difference is statistically significant. Next, we wanted to look at the percentage of women with barriers identified by patient navigator concordance. So this 4-bar graph is stratified by patient's racial and ethnic group. And the tan bars represent the concordant group, and the purple bars represent the discordant group. So my hypothesis is that concordant groups will be more likely to have barriers identified. If my hypothesis held true, then the tan bars would be greater than the purple bars. And you can see that this is the case for the Asian patients. However, it's for Latinas and blacks, there was no difference. And interestingly, for the white group, our finding was in the opposite direction, where concordant groups were less likely to have barriers identified compared to the concordant group. So this next slide shows the unadjusted, adjusted, and stratified odds of identifying barriers comparing concordant pairs with discordant pairs. Odds ratio greater than 1 would support the hypothesis that concordant navigators are better able to identify barriers to care. So when we looked at the unadjusted model, overall concordant pairs were less likely to have barriers identified with the odds of 0.06. After adjusting for race, language, insurance, type of screening abnormality, age, and community health center, there was no difference between the two groups. Because of univariate analyses suggesting differences by racial and ethnic groups, we stratified our adjusted analysis by race and ethnicity. And again, we did not find that concordant pairs were more likely to have barrier identification. And in black women, the analysis was significant, suggesting less barrier identification in concordant than in discordant pairs. And in this model, we had to drop Asian women because of the small sample size in that group. So to conclude, we found that women in our study for minority racial and ethnic groups were less likely to have barriers identified by their navigator compared to whites. However, our preliminary analyses of the Boston PNRP did not find that racial and ethnic concordance overall was associated with an increase in the identification of barriers to care as we had hypothesized. So as with any study, there are limitations to our finding. Our first limitation is the method of capturing patients' race and ethnicity. As I mentioned, this data was collected from administrative data, and while some have recognized this as a limitation, a previous study with this population found high reliability between self-reported race and ethnicity and this administrative data. So this is a less of a concern to us than the fact that these are broad categories of race and ethnicity, and they may not capture the cultural heterogeneity of the population served at the health centers. For example, while we know that all of our Asians in the study were Vietnamese, there is a heterogeneous group of Asians, black, including Puerto Rico, Dominican Republican, African, African-American, Haitian. So it is possible that our measure of concordance was too broad to capture this cultural concordance. Secondly, we had a high correlation between community health center and both the patient population and the navigator. Each of our health, our community health centers serves a specific racial and ethnic patient population, and we saw that mirrored in the navigator demographics. Because of this correlation and the sample size, it was difficult to entangle these associations from our outcome. And finally, and perhaps maybe not as important, the lack of information on navigator experience and training, in the study we were not able to control for those characteristics. And although this information was collected at the national level, they may be available in the future for future analyses. So the implications for our study relate to both the study and future studies. In the study, we had planned several future analyses, including first looking at the combined data set from the all 9 PNRP sites. This would give us a larger sample size to understand if our findings in Boston hold true across all sites, racial and ethnic groups. We would also like to look at concordance as it is associated with the types of barriers reported, and of course, the clinical outcomes of timely resolution. So it could be that in future analyses, measuring concordance could benefit by looking at concordance by language, acculturation, self-reported, or a combination of variables such as race and ethnicity and language. Lastly, I'd like to acknowledge CRCDH for providing me with the diversity supplement to conduct this research.